for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, joining us is Academy Award-nominated filmmaker and producer of over 20 movies, best known for his controversial documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 and the critically acclaimed film On Native Soil. Joining us to discuss his latest film, Undoctored, welcome to the show, Jeff Hayes.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, welcome back. Now, for those just tuning in, Undoctored is a milestone documentary about a profession that refused to be bullied into extinction. The court ruled that the American Medical Association had engaged in unlawful conspiracy to contain and eliminate the chiropractic profession. Jeff, you are known for exposing injustice. What will viewers take away from Undoctored?
You know, it's an amazing story. If you've ever jokingly called a chiropractor a quack, what you don't know is that was literally bought and paid for by the AMA. And when, you know, so we tell this story in the movie about the Wilk case, and it's a fascinating story, but then the movie continues on from there, and we show some people that are doing spectacular things, you know, with chiropractic. There's not a Olympic athlete or sports star in the country that doesn't have their own chiropractor. There's a reason that these guys rely on chiropractic to keep their bodies running. They have every asset available to them, but literally you don't find anyone that doesn't have a chiropractor taking care of them. And people need to know that. They need to know it's not just about pain, it's about health. And I think that's really the lasting message of the film, is to seek out and find a natural healer that can work with you and can reduce your dependence on drugs and on surgery and save right. these things for when nothing else works.
When nothing. You know, you mentioned the athletes, the NFL, the NBA, professional baseball teams have chiropractors on staff. And unlike medicine and surgery, chiropractic results are pretty quick. You can't take a pill and go, all right, you're better, go play. But you can get an adjustment, free up that disturbance in the joints and muscles, and they can go back on the field. And I think that's the key with these professional athletes. That's their body. Their body is their life. It's their job. It's their career. And they
trust their chiropractic.
Yeah, their income.
You sprain an ankle. Craig Buehler, we tell the story in the film from John Stockton telling the story. And we show the film. I love the way when we slow motion show him spraining his ankle, and you see his ankle actually touch the court. There's no way to watch that and not groan. I mean, I've seen it in audiences where they're like, oh, it is so painful to watch. He had to be helped off the court. And Stockton is so sturdy, he never was helped off the court. Buehler went to work on him, and in 15 minutes, he quieted it down. Stockton was able to finish the game, and this was what led them into the playoffs. But more importantly, the next day, on an acutely sprained ankle, he was able to play pain-free the following day. Instead of, you know, that's a 2 to 6 week sit-out for most people when you sprain an ankle. You know, that was the difference. You know, so you get back to money. Millions of dollars were made by the Jazz being in the playoffs. Millions of dollars transferred hands because of Craig Buehler's hands.
Right. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a lot of the testimonials. You know, you talk about from children to the elderly, from professional athletes to politicians. I would imagine your task of editing, picking, and choosing which success stories to showcase had to be kind of tough.
It's really almost embarrassing, because I was talking with a friend of mine, Brad Glowacki, who he takes care of the women's beach volleyball team, the Tugal team that absolutely dominated the sport, a bunch of Olympic athletes, a bunch of pro athletes, and he's looking at me going, why don't you ever film me? Why? And it's like, literally, there's very few chiropractic offices that don't have miracle stories to tell. I could almost aim my camera at any of them and pull some of the stories like this out of there. So that's the hard part, is leaving so much of this out.
Oh, yeah.
And if we can just start people and go in. And by the way, I'm a patient. I'm not a chiropractor. And the chiropractic profession is is riddled with guys that are in it for the money, that are not great chiropractors. And this is like, they have no better friend than me, but I'm not going to say this without acknowledging. You got to go find a chiropractor that when you find the right guy, when you put your body in their hands, you can feel this person is a healer. They know what they're doing. And don't stop until you find that person.
Exactly. You know, that's so true. It's chiropractic means done by hand. No two are the same. So that's why you really want to get referrals, find somebody, friend, neighbor that recommends somebody. And the same with the dentist. You know, you always ask around. One thing the AMA...
Absolutely. And that's a great... you don't just pick a dentist out of the phone book and go, he'll be great right. for my kids.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, there's different skill levels. And so I just out of fairness, I want people to understand, you must access this profession. It's going to increase your health dramatically. And be as careful with selecting a chiropractor as you would selecting a dentist for you and your children.
Right. And one thing that the AMA mentioned in your film is they actually were talking about spreading rumors how deadly seeing a chiropractor could be. And the chiropractor's lawyer asked the president of the AMA if he could produce just one incident of somebody dying from a chiropractic visit, and he couldn't. Ironically, Jeff, the third leading cause of death in America is medical mistakes. There's a big risk of taking drugs and surgery, and that is death. People do die from that. So chiropractic is the safest of all healthcare professions. I don't have my patients sign a warning that I could paralyze them, kill them, or maim them like you do when you go get surgery.
Well, you have over 100,000 people a year die from properly prescribed prescription drugs. So we're not talking about, you know, so you've got the third leading cause of death is mistakes. Forget the mistakes. When drugs are properly prescribed, we still lose 100,000 people a year. And so, you know, this is where the confidence that we have placed in drugs, you know, it's funny, and people know, you know, you take NyQuil, there's a lot of people who have a paradoxical response. If I drink NyQuil, it knocks me out. I'm gone.
Right.
There are some people that drink it, and it makes them hyper.
Exactly.
And literally, people are just different, and these drugs have different reactions. I'm thankful for the existence of drugs. I wouldn't want to live in a country without them. But we've got to be aware that these are poisons to be used judiciously as a last resort after you've exhausted every other effort.
Right. You know, and again, I want to thank you for bringing the details of this landmark case to public. I've always said, why did somebody not make a film of this? I mean, it's so profound. I'm a proud supporter of the film, and I hope everybody listening will go to undoctoredmovie.com, watch this film, and actually it's free until the 26th, so go watch this for free. There's no signing up, credit card, nothing. It's free. We're doing this because we want you to share it with others. Get this news out. Healthcare begins with you looking in the mirror and taking care of the person you see, not relying on drugs for every ailment your body goes through in this journey called life. Chiropractic is the number one drug-free, surgery-free health profession in the world. So undoctoredmovie.com. And Jeff, any last final sentiments there before we close out?
No, I'm just so proud of the film. I'm so delighted to share it for free. I hope people take advantage of it.
Yeah, I do too. And thanks again for – I know you're busy, and I appreciate you being here. You can see this film for free until February 26th, undoctoredmovie.com. And you can sign up for Jeff's newsletter and stay up to date with his projects by going to jeffhayesfilms.com. And as always, if you want more information this or to forward this segment to other people, you know, friends, family, or social media, to yourgoodhealthradio.com. Share this information with friends on social media. Listen to them with your morning cup of coffee or during your commute to work. This is good stuff, profound information. Thank you, Jeff Hayes, for being here. UndoctoredMovie.com. This is Dr. David Friedman for To Your Good Health Radio. Stay well and stay tuned.